I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa, and Mansa, it's here. Voting season is here. Whatever you want to call it, it's here. And it's so important, so crucial that you are registered to vote. Make sure you're registered to vote and also vote.
Absolutely. And you know what? At the time of recording, the early ballots have already been mailed out.
Mm-hmm.
And Randy, I got my ballot, and I've already voted. And that's what I want to encourage our listeners to do today. Number one, find out what your status is. Are you registered to vote, et cetera? You can go to canivote.org. Once again, canivote.org. You can put in your information, and it'll tell you whether or not you're registered. Now, from there, I think you still have time in Michigan to request a early ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a couple of ways to vote early. Number one, you can go to a designated spot, like in my city. They have it at the community recreation center. You can go in and actually vote.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a ballot and mail it in or put it in an authorized drop box.
Yes.
You can actually hold your ballot and take it to your polling place on election day.
Yes, you can.
You want to do that and submit it there. But here's the advantage to an early ballot. We all know about president, maybe less people know about senator, your representative, and et cetera. But it's the back of the ballot that is so important to you locally.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're voting on millages, you're voting on judges, you're voting on school boards. Those are the people that have more of a direct impact on your life. And we generally don't know who those are. So if you have the ballot in your hand, you can research the people on your own time. You're not going to do that if you, the first time you see the names, you're in the voting booth.
Right.
But with an early ballot, you have time to research, make informed choices, and vote the whole ballot.
The whole entire ballot.
Absolutely. And what I did when I got my ballot, once again, on school board members, I went and researched that. The community college district people, I researched that. And judges of probate and other courts, it makes a difference who's sitting in those positions. And it's important that we take the time as voters. Listen, the Bible tells us to render unto Caesar's that which is Caesar's.
Yes.
And what Jesus is talking about is your civic responsibility. Taxes, yes, you're responsible for paying taxes. But in a democracy, you are, especially a representative democracy like the United States, you are responsible for making an informed election decision,
mm-hmm,
based on the choices you have that will work in your best interest.
Absolutely.
And I personally believe you're in violation of not rendering unto Caesar what's Caesar's. And not only that, if you're a Black American or any American, you're disrespecting the people that have died for you to have the right to vote.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
So get up, get involved. And if you're already registered and voting, make sure that that's the true of the people that you have influence over in your life.
Absolutely. I definitely do that. They get tired of me, but I don't care. And by the way, the registration deadline for mail registration is October 21st. So we have to make sure that you're registered, check, and make sure that you are still registered. That happened to my sister recently in Georgia. She found out that she had been taken off the registry. Just make sure that you are ready to go, whatever the case may be. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.